Welcome back to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. I'm Chuck Berry, my co-host Don Pegath.
Yes, sir.
Don, there's already been some folks that maybe didn't proceed with all the safety rules that they should have.
No, your target and what's beyond was definitely a problem here. Up in Tiffin, Ohio, there's been a man critically wounded after being accidentally shot by a fellow squirrel hunter. Up in Seneca County there, the sheriff's office says the two were out hunting, and the man was shot in the upper chest with a shotgun, and he's flown to a hospital in Toledo. He's listed in critical condition. His partner was shot about 50 feet away, which is 15 meters, and he was focused on the squirrel and didn't realize where his friend was. And when he shot at the squirrel, he also got his friend and put him in critical condition. And then up in Lorain County, sheriff's office says the remains were of a human was found in the by a deer hunter near New Russia Township, about 36 miles west of Cleveland. The skeletal remains of an unidentified person was located and confirmed to be human. The gender and age of the remains are unknown, and they don't know how long the person's been there.
And that may not have been anything hunting or fishing related. That
no,
may
it could have just been out there. Or,
right.
Yeah, and expired. Gotcha. Yeah, took a hike and never came back.
Gotcha. I know there's another topic, and you've kind of put some stories about this before, but it's talking about cats in the wild.
Yep, cats putting wildlife population in peril. This is an article that's in the Ohio Outdoor News by Steve Pollack, and basically it says, it is no surprise among outdoor folks that domestic cats on the loose are bad news for all manner of wildlife, from nesting birds to rabbits and so much more. Whether they're house cats that you let out or whether they're feral cats, it says there's an estimated 95.6 million of cats decimating native wildlife population worldwide. Free-ranging domestic cats, from feral cats to outdoor house cats, are linked to 63 wildlife extinctions spanning the globe as they feast on birds, lizards, amphibians, and small mammals. You know, it's cats are killing machines. They just don't kill one or another. I mean, they're killing machines. They just like to.
You talked about the feral cats, and there's been times when, you know, you're still a good ways away from a adjacent farm or something like that on a hunting land, but you'll just start seeing them. They're curious. They come over. They're just around, and they're looking sometimes for food, because they're a wild cat, even though they're a farm cat or whatever, but sometimes just to have fun. I mean, just for the chase, just to the entertainment factor. So
and feral cats, they'll stay away from you. I mean, if they're wild cats, they'll stay away from you.
Yeah, they don't want to come right at
farm
you.
Farm cats, they come around. They might curious. Come around sometimes. Yeah. But, yeah, the bad thing about it is, you know, you need to control feral cats, and I know it's a topic that a lot of people don't like to talk about, but, you know, I read an article one time where feral cats in the United States killed like 63,000 songbirds a year. I mean, that's a lot of birds. So, and I don't know how they came up with that number, but so, yeah, it's a bad thing there. I don't know what the easy answer is other than don't dump cats out in the wild.
Yeah.
Or dogs or anything like that. You know, if you can't take care of them, take them to an animal shelter. And, you know, and of course, if you do have them and you don't want a bunch of wee little ones running around, take them and get them neutered or spayed. And that way you don't have them. A couple other things. You know, we've talked about it many times on the program about the Ohio Outdoor News. They just have so much in this. It comes out every 2 weeks, and it's just a wealth of knowledge of all kinds of things from you know, they're talking about the behaviors of ruffed grouse, and you know, you want to use the whole deer. Here's 21 ways to help you get that done. I mean, just anything. And of course, it says the big buck down, prep it for the taxidermist now. We've talked about that. And speaking of taxidermist,
we are gonna talk about that a little more.
Talking about taxidermy, if anybody wants to see some big deer, and I'm talking big deer, go up to Greg Klossman's there on North Linden. I'll tell you what, he's got one in there that's humongous. And he's got a full body mount of a black bear up there that's really big bear. You can kind of understand why when they attack you, you better fight for all your life, and that's a black bear. Grizzly bears, if you play dead, they might leave you alone. Black bear don't do that.
Gotcha.
So, but yeah, it's got in here, avoid the drag, it says, because if you start dragging it, you're going to damage the fur, and in some case you encounter a deadfall or even puncture the hide. The clock's ticking. It says the first few hours after your buck is down are critical, since bacteria begins forming as soon as your deer is dead. If the weather is warm and humid, which isn't unusual during archery season, especially, that bacteria growth is accelerated. So to keep your deer cool and avoid spoilage, if it begins to smell, too late. So again, you know, if you go hunting in when it's warm, pack some ice with you. So if you get something, pack it up, cool it down. And make sure that you don't. A lot of people years ago say cut the neck, you know. Well, you don't need to do it. Once you field dress it, you've taken away almost all the blood in it.
Right.
Skinning your trophy, basically, if you don't know how to do it, you probably leave it to the experts. They know how to cape it out so you get a good mount, because you've cut it off too short, it's going to be hard for the taxidermist to make it look good. And I can tell you what, I don't know if you've ever been up to Greg's shop or not.
It's been a while. I probably should pop in.
That guy's an artist.
Oh, yeah, he is.
I cannot believe the stuff that he does up there. He does a really good job. And I'm sure a lot of other taxidermists do.
We're blessed in this area, to be honest.
I just know Greg, and I've been to his shop, and I haven't been to other shops. So that's why I put his name out there.
Gotcha. Well, you know what, Don, we're going to let our sponsors have a chance to holler. Folks, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show here on Highway 103.